In 1896, a Michigan farm boy named Henry Ford built his first car. At that time, automobiles were very expensive to buy. People saw cars as toys for the rich. But Ford had different ideas. He dreamed of building cars that most people could afford. Ford's dream gave birth to the American automobile industry. In 1908, Ford started an automobile factory in Detroit, Michigan. He needed a way to keep his costs down. In the past, workers could build only one car at a time. So Ford installed a moving assembly line. A moving belt carried unfinished cars past workers. Each worker did one task. One worker might install a windshield. Another might screw on a door handle. The time needed to assemble a car dropped from 12 hours to just 93 minutes. The assembly line lowered the cost of each car by reducing the time it took to make it. Ford's success brought other car makers to Detroit. Detroit became known as Motor City, or Motown for short. The automobile industry attracted many other businesses to the Midwest, too. Today, Midwest industries continue to look for better ways to manufacture goods. One example is the invention and use of robots, or computer-controlled mechanical devices, to speed up assembly lines. We'll stop here and learn more about Ford's original assembly line.